We're now joined on the pregame show by a very special guest. It's Mitch Lukovics, the senior advisor of player development and baseball operations with the Rays. You've been with the Rays longer than anybody, pretty much, right?
Just about. There's about five of us still here from day one. RJ Harrison, our former scouting director, is a senior advisor in scouting. Kevin Elfring's still a scout. John Higgins was their number one employee, and he is still our legal counsel with, I think, Cass Halpin, but not too many left from November of 1995.
Wow. Very impressive. Congratulations on all that tenure. You've seen a lot. You were here, about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago. Since then, this River Dogs team has improved a lot. What are your evaluations of this group?
Well, I give credit to both staff and players. And you can see a tremendous improvement in the players. And how does that happen? Well, it happens with good staff teaching every day. Sean Smedley's staff do the early work, the pregame work. Fans don't see that. What they see, obviously, is the game. But all our work is done prior to the fans coming into the ballpark, whether we're taking specific batting practice, infield practice, individual work, teamwork. We do it off, can't do it for four straight hours, but off and on for 4 hours prior to each game. Sean has his staff in fine detail and order. For one reason, try to help the player. You know, individual work and then let it carry over in the game. And I think you're seeing the fruits of their labor, which we like to win here. Make no mistake, we like to win. But we like to win through proper player development. And that's all the pregame work we do prior to the games.
There's a lot of that even in the heat today. You bring up Sean Smedley, and I know last time you were in town we talked about him as a player. You were around then. You saw him when he was a backup or third string catcher. What in your mind makes him such a great manager?
He's a great person. You know, you talk about who he is as a person, character, and you know him because he played with us, his character, his work ethic, all the intangibles, you know, for a really good player. But I hate to say it, but he didn't have that type of skill to be that kind of player. But that type of skill can keep you long in this game in some other capacity. And right now, he's the Charleston River Dogs manager. And he can do much more in due time. So his character is second to none.
I've certainly seen that firsthand. Now, one thing I'm curious about, talking about how long you've been with the Rays, has it gotten harder or easier to develop players since November 1995?
Well, I think it's gotten harder. And I say that only because, you know, sadly, Major League Baseball has taken the game away from us. And so when a draft choice used to come in, we used to have, you know, three levels. Gulf Coast League, Princeton, Hudson Valley. We're just watching our big league game here with Kansas City. And when Taylor Wallace came from Florida State, he got like 200 at-bats his first season. They can't do that now. So we lose a half a season of development, which is really, really important for us who develop. Major League Baseball and ownership had to figure out why, and that's their prerogative. But for us, it has become harder. We don't have games on Wednesdays. It's hard not to get better or hard to get better when you don't play the game of baseball.
Playing games, always number one.
Number one for me. I mean, I've never lost a sideline. I threw 208, and I'm joking, on 282 sidelines, you never lose a game. So what's the test to all this pregame work and all these sidelines when you're developing grips and balance and separation as a pitcher to throw strikes? The test is the game. And so when you take the game away, you don't have the test. And once you play the game, it's like you know what you need to work on. You can go like from first grade to second grade, or you change your curriculum or slow it down. And we're teachers. We're no different. We're teachers of the game. Yep. And no different than when we all went to school teachers. It's just baseball. And so you have curriculums and you have programs and you have individual, what we call individual development plans or prescriptions.
Yeah.
Because whatever ails the player, we have a prescription for. Well, some kids are faster learners. Some kids are slower learners. It's just we have, young men from all over the world, different socioeconomic environments, and we don't all earn the same. And we need time. And sadly, we don't have as much time as we used to. We have to be more creative today to figure out reasons to help the player different ways. And we have to do it to stay with the mighty juggernauts.
Well, thank God the curriculum is baseball and not algebra class, because that wouldn't be a lot of fun.
And that for a lot of us. I can tell you that, Larry. Thank you.
You know, talking about some of the younger guys, Trevor Harrison, Theo Gillen, guys that are thriving without that rookie ball step. What have you seen from those two guys in particular, some of those higher draft picks?
Well, you see potentially future major leaguers, but the journey's a little bit longer when you lose those intermediate levels of school. But last night, Trevor Harrison pitched like a major leaguer. And you can dream and see this young guy in however many years. You know, players want to be there tomorrow, but you know, no wine is fine before it's time. And this game, when you get there, you want impact and longevity. You just don't want to get there, and then you're not prepared for it. You come back down to Durham, our AAA affiliate. So patience, but both him and Theo and a number of other these young men have the potential to perform in the big leagues, and they have to have patience, and we have to still, you know, educate and get them to the next level.
Yeah. Mitch, I could ask you a million questions all day, but appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.